We're both going to be super smart. Okay.
I mean, I don't know if I'm book smart though.
Yeah, you are.
Am I book smart?
You're more street smart than book smart.
I'm pretty damn street smart.
But we know a lot of shit. Between the two of us, we know a lot of shit.
I know a lot of pointless shit.
You know, that's what trivia is about.
Yeah, so, but hey, I would fail at Jeopardy. I'd be laughed off. I'd be like negative a million.
Jeopardy is different than like, you know, The Price is Right.
What
or
is stupid?
Okay.
Jeopardy.
So, hey, everyone. Welcome.
Oh, hi.
We're going to discover our stupidness in a minute. But for the meantime,
God.
I'm Jacoby.
I'm Heather.
And together we make a
Jether.
And you're listening to Jether's Random Stuff. And we have a special guest tonight. Our friend Erin is
here. I mean, do we keep calling it a guest?
I know, but she's here a lot, right? Yeah,
it's just our repeat person.
We're like, Erin, why don't you come drink with us and be on the podcast? And she's like, okay.
And I'll just bring a present too.
Yeah. I know. Aww. She brought me this super awesome birthday present that was so cute.
I was so confused today when she told me she was bringing a gift. I'm like, for what?
You're like, why? Why are you fucking giving her something?
And why am I not getting that?
I know. And I'm like, I know I'm a couple weeks late, but it's okay, right?
And then I was like, oh yeah, the birthday.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
She did have one of those
That's
things.
Over. That's
yeah,
done.
Yeah, that's been done.
So yeah, so she made me these cute little wine glass earrings. They're so pretty.
Oh, they are adorable.
I mean, I'll take a picture. Oh, Megan. God, Megan's not in here to take notes. Damn it.
But I can use my phone.
Can you do that? Can you say
I'm just gonna start a text message to you?
I'm gonna post a picture of the earrings that Erin made for
I'm
me.
I'm just gonna start a text pet yeah. text message post earrings. It's gonna be a weird thing because it's gonna be like all these random things. Post
and,
earrings.
Well, and I know that we promised to post pictures from last week, but I don't remember what they were.
Was it of the airplane? The lady that was
with her model. We're supposed to give it with her model.
Yeah, probably.
But that was a crazy story, by the way. Like that she had a little miniature replica in her bedroom,
and that she went
in and out.
And
gesture was a bit crazy.
Had like a, yeah, that was fucked
I
up.
Love that.
That was fucked up. That wasn't.
That's
hey, it was fucked up news.
It was seriously fucked up.
What else
news.
Do you think she was doing with a model plane shaped like a penis?
Well, she said right. they had a physical relationship. So,
so what do you think she's doing with the model airplane?
She got excited when she touched the wing or sat on the wing.
Yeah,
the wing vibrated or
and
something.
She did get
oh
alone time.
God.
She got alone time. And
you would
the
think she would be like in love with her washing machine on the you know what is
yeah.
it?
The spin cycle. Come on, Kobe. Spin cycle.
Spin cycle. Sorry.
The vibration is so wonderful.
I have never got off on that.
I don't sit on my washing machine.
I haven't done that yet. I mean, mine's on its way out anyway. I'm just hoping it goes another week.
Yours sucks. You get to have, hey, maybe the new one will be really awesome. You don't know.
But
you
I thought
know.
It was so on point that it had to be an off balanced load for you to get anything out of it. I don't know.
I don't
That's what
I
I've heard,
know.
But I've never even tried this part yet.
Anybody knows, drop us an email and let us
yeah,
know.
Yeah, tell us how to masturbate with
the
dryer.
Let us know how you feel about your washing machine when you sit on it.
Oh, wait, it's not the dryer, it's the washing machine. That's right.
It's the washing machine.
I'm so out of this. Pick up crazy lady with model airplane.
Yeah, picture. Just save that text. To
I am.
To
I'm not
going to.
I'm going to save it as a draft. The
save
whole.
Save it to add to later because there'll be more. So we're getting ready to head into Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Which is the day of gluttony.
Gluttony.
And as much food as you can stuff into your face.
And which, thankfulness.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah, that thing.
That. I, for the very first time, I know this might be a shock to you.
Okay.
I have never watched the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
What the fuck?
Oh, I've never watched
so
it.
Good.
I've Kobe, heard it. I know.
I watch it every year.
I know. I know. Linda.
Every year.
Linda, I know. Okay.
Twice sometimes. Because it goes
so,
that and
I
then
want
the
you
puppy
to know
bowl.
That for Thanksgiving, I'm planning on getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Getting the damn turkey ready?
To watch the fucking parade.
It's not on that.
We're
early.
Not having turkey. We're not. We're having ham. Nobody likes turkey. They want the ham.
That's not very American of you.
I'm sorry, but we want the ham.
Ham is...
We're having ham and deviled eggs like Easter, but for Thanksgiving. Okay. Because, hey,
that's perfect.
That's what everybody wants.
The spiral
right?
ham?
I will
the honey spiral ham?
Yes. Yes, Erin. The honey spiral ham. That's that exactly well. What we're going to have.
Mm-hmm. We're going to make a turkey because I like turkey. And I can eat turkey.
And you're going to have a massive amounts of fireball shots.
Well, I have to.
To get my mother's coming. Because your mother's going to be there.
And you have to force her to drink fireball. Didn't you say you're going to make her drink like several just walking?
That's what I did last
year. She'll
pass
out, right? She'll pass out?
That's what she did last year.
Perfect.
So as soon as she walked through the door, I was like, Mom, we have this tradition. We must take 2 fireball shots and 1 Jaeger shot before we start the Macy Day Parade. She's like, oh, okay. And I told her, this is the Princeville tradition.
Yeah, you got to do it, Mom. Sorry.
So she got done with those. And I promptly poured her a big glass of wine and gave it to her and sat her down on the couch. And she was out and I was cleaning up wine. I was just fine with that.
That's perfect. So you're going to do that again this year?
Mom. Yeah, I'm bringing some other shit out.
Here you go. Take a shot of this and a shot of this and a shot
make
of
some,
this.
Some special chocolate in there.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect. And
crunch it up.
Then she'll be out like a light.
Nice.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I don't think
Thanks
my
for coming, Mom.
I don't think my mom listens to this, but if you do, you know what's coming. It's going to be a restful day for you.
Yeah, it will be. It will be, you know.
She is spending dessert with Heidi.
Sweet.
She's
nice.
Smart. She realized I was making dessert at my house and not buying it this year.
And when she knows you're making it, she knows that it's going to be what you
laced
can eat.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
It should be late. Aaron, I should make some brownies.
Special yes. brownies.
Special brownies.
Actually, no, Thor's special is a no bakes.
Really?
Oh, you can make those no bakes like anybody
else. I've not had a no bake that Thor made.
Because it would have been special.
I want a special no-bake that Thor makes.
Because it tastes really good.
I want one.
Because I've had the brownies and they're not so good.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't had one. I want one. Yeah. So tell him. If he calls again, I'll tell him.
Okay. He'll call again at 8:30.
Okay.
If we're still doing this at 8:30, he'll call again.
He always forgets that it's Tuesday.
Not usually. I mean, I told him today. Remember, it's Tuesday, so I'll talk to you at 8:30.
Oh, okay. He calls it whatever it was. 6:30.
He has a 10-minute break at 6:30.
That's okay.
I hear from Thor at 5:30 in the morning because that's what time I get up. That's what time he gets off. Then I hear from him at 2:00 on his way to work. Then at 6:30, 8:30. And then we start the whole day over.
Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome.
So we
awesome.
Talk 4 times a day.
Well, he got Aww. To talk to me at 6:30.
I think he loved that.
He might have, yeah.
What now, Aaron, I know, is heading to family for Thanksgiving.
Yes, Thanksgiving. Headed to Spokane.
Oh, nice.
Going to do 2 Thanksgivings in 1 day.
Nice.
It's
very good.
Yeah. Like a lunch Thanksgiving with Jason's family and then dinner Thanksgiving with my family.
So that's a lot of food that you're going to eat.
Food.
That's a lot of food you're going to eat. Yeah.
You should be baking this. Yeah.
Spokane's fun, though. I like to go to Spokane.
Because, like, my favorite thing to say, because last year with my mom, we had to introduce this to her too, because there's a certain tradition I like to do on Thanksgiving. Yes, I'm baking pies this year. But most years, instead of baking pies, we bake other things. Meaning ourselves.
Well, you know what? It's your day off.
Exactly.
It's a holiday. It's a day about family and just being together and just, you know, relaxing.
Yes. And that promotes all of the above other
it
than
does.
Familyness.
Doesn't being it? Thankful. Doesn't it?
I'm so thankful for that.
Yeah. Do you guys around the dinner table just go around and say what you're thankful for? I like to do that.
We have.
Yeah,
we're
we
all
don't.
At the same table.
We don't ever do that.
That's a really good thing. You guys should do that. Everybody just say one thing they're thankful for.
How about the
it's
turkey?
Really cool.
So they make this turkey thing. They do a turkey, the centerpiece, and he has like paper feathers in his little tail. And you're supposed to, everyone's not at the table, supposed to grab a feather, write what they're most thankful for, put it back in the turkey, and then everybody's supposed to grab one out and read out that one.
Oh, that's
and then
nice.
You're supposed to guess who put it down.
Oh, okay.
We wanted to do that tradition, but we failed. We bought the turkey with the quills and the little paper things, but we just didn't do it. I don't even know where that thing's at.
If we did that, I would get just a bunch of kind of sarcastic answers like, I'm thankful that I get to sit on my ass today, or I'm thankful that,
yeah, or work.
I wouldn't get any like really thankful, like genuine, heartfelt kind of answers. It would just be all as smart ass as you can get answers.
This
from
is
my
our
family.
Thanksgiving episode, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it's not.
Well, because our next one won't air till the day after.
Yes, this is.
Don't you love it when I'm right? And you?
You're wrong. So
well, let's
right.
go around and say something we're thankful about then.
Oh, yeah. I'm so thankful for lots of things.
Well, then let's let Kobe go first.
I can go on forever. I'm
well,
so thankful.
Maybe she goes last then.
Yeah, you go last.
I'm so thankful. For Aaron and for Heather.
Oh, you stole
that
mine. That's what I was going to say. I'm thankful
you guys
for.
Are here with me right now. Aww. And that we're having such a good time. And I'm thankful for the awesome Thai food that we got to eat tonight. And I'm thankful for the gingerbread houses that we're going to make later this weekend.
The really burnt ones?
With Kathy and Robin that we burnt part of them. That's
Sorry.
Not my fault.
And we also lost the paper, so our paces don't even match.
Don't tell them we lost the paper.
We lost the paper.
I'm sorry. We lost the paper.
You can't even give it to Kobe either. It's not safe with either of us.
It's not. We can't keep track of anything. God
it's over,
it.
Guys. You guys don't give it to us on a wine day.
And I'm thankful for wine.
Wait, that was mine.
You stole both of ours. So I am thankful for Heather and Jacoby. I'm thankful first. Well, I guess I'm thankful for the Dental Village first because that's how I met Heather.
Okay.
Yes.
And I was all giving you a questionable look like, what?
I know, you're like, what
the
hell?
Because I met Heather and
yay me.
Yeah, I'm really, really, really thankful and just so happy that you and I became friends and I got to meet you, Jacoby.
Yeah.
And you guys are just super fun. And I felt like I knew you before I really got to know you because of the podcast.
Yes.
I've been listening since I started work here at the Village a year ago. So yeah, I just feel like we're fast friends because I've got to hear you guys have fun and just hear your relationship and your friendship and all the fun things you do. And so, yes.
Well, plus
you.
I do talk about you nonstop at work.
Yes, which is wonderful. You're super fun. And
I do. I talk about you too. I'm like, Heather and I did this. Heather and I did that. And of course, all my coworkers are like, oh, yeah, we know Heather.
Yeah,
I even went to the, when I picked up your wine today, went out to Jones to the winery. I'm like, oh, hey, Casey, can I get my friend Heather's wine? She's like, oh, yeah, I know Heather. Everybody at the wineries knows Heather.
I'm a frequent flyer. Frequent flyer miles there. Yes. You know, I'm thankful for both of you as well. Kobe's my rock. Oh. I love her. Probably, I mean, you're right up there with Thor.
Oh.
I do. And Patron.
I try to keep you sane.
You and you do.
You guys are a good balance.
Job.
Like
you
very
do a
good,
good job.
Friendship, very.
We
good.
Are.
And Aaron,
yeah.
I'm so thankful for you.
Oh,
you're the only
you.
Reason I'm still at the Village.
Oh. You guys, I feel like you guys like talk each other down every day.
I know. Talk each other.
She had talked me down so hard last Thursday.
Yeah, like
don't jump
either
off the cliff.
one of you at the time is crazy, like
yes,
piss. It's like
we
crazy pissed at work, and the other one talks that one down, and then you like take turns.
Oh my gosh, yeah,
take turns. Yeah,
I needed that.
True.
We need that at times because it's horrible. I mean, I am thankful for my job to a certain extent because, you know, they put up with me. And that's nice of them. I love my husband.
Mm-hmm.
He's amazing. And then my 20 animals.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so thankful for them. And I am thankful for the twin sister. Yeah. Heidi's great.
That's...
And family's great.
Okay.
And mostly, I'm most thankful for my new additions to my house.
Yes.
Yay!
Fun party house.
Yay! Love my house again party.
Love my, that's what we're calling it. Love my house again party.
Love my house,
love
again,
my house
party.
Again party.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. You know, I got it from the Love and Enlisted show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now it's Love My House Again Party.
I love it.
Which I don't
but
love
don't
it yet.
List it.
No, I'm not. Well, I can't.
No, that's right. Love it, but don't list it.
I can't list it until I can actually afford to spend $3,000 to $4,000 a week on kennels.
Right. Well, you know what?
Because I can't do I that.
I know you can't.
$500 a day.
Oh my gosh, that's like.
Oh my God.
That's like daycare on steroids.
It is.
Yeah, I can't do it. No, unless the house I'm going to sell in a day, then it might be worth it. But it's not going to do that. So, nope. Staying in the house. Loving it.
Forever. So, today.
We have a topic.
We don't have a topic.
What we're doing? We do too. We're trivia.
We don't have
it.
A topic. We're doing trivia today because we don't have a topic. So Megan is feeling a little under the weather. She bailed, or she thinks we're embarrassing. Whatever. She doesn't want to be in here.
Probably all.
So,
of the above.
Erin's going to do trivia for us.
Yeah.
And she has got, Megan gave her the app so that she knows the trivia like site that we like. And so she's gonna do some trivia. I'm sorry, I'm adjusting my microphone. It's loud.
I got the best microphone tonight.
You did. Erin got the shit ass microphone.
Did.
She got my mic.
Dang it.
I might try
to beat it up tonight.
I was going to say, if you need to show who's boss, I get it. Totally understand it. It likes being slapped really hard side to side and then just a fist on the top.
Yeah.
It does best.
And you have to cuss at it also because it likes to be called.
And then a little temper tantrum when you throw it a little bit too.
It likes to be called, fuck you, goddamn microphone. That's what it likes.
Or at least it's what it used to.
All right. Well, all right, do you guys want to start a little bit more wine right now? Okay. So while you get some wine, I'm going to switch this up a little bit tonight, you guys. I'm going to just throw some crazy different topics out at you.
Ooh.
Some of them good. Some of them maybe not so good. The first one I'm going to do is entertainment.
Sweet. Okay. Okay.
I have lots of random knowledge in my brain.
I'm trying.
Because you may get this one, you may not, but I would if I were you.
So like
anyway.
Either we know it or we don't.
Erin, don't say that.
Just kidding. Here we go.
We got this.
First question, entertainment is the category. What film stars Woody Harrelson as a bowler that loses his hand in an accident?
You better get this, Cody.
I know it. I've seen this movie.
I have not seen this movie, so you better get it.
I've totally seen it.
It's Woody Harrelson with no hand.
Fuck, I've seen it.
And
I know
he's bowling.
I've seen it.
You
I know.
Know.
It's you like he was this. Like
something
a professional
pin.
Bowler.
Yes, you're on the right track.
Come on.
Ten
Why
pin?
Do I know the movie? Something pin.
There was a movie called that, but it's not that one.
Kingpin.
Yes, you got it.
Oh, yeah! Yeah! I haven't seen that movie. I don't know how the hell that came out of
I've
there.
I've seen it.
It's my other life.
But I can't.
It's coming
like,
in my brain, and that other life
you know
is
what?
Helping me.
It's because you and I are like this right here. Right here.
I've never seen Kingpin, but it sounded.
Good job, Heather. Wow.
Fuck yeah.
Jeopardy!
Whoop, whoop.
Here I come!
This question.
What is Kingpin?
You're right for $500.
Thank you.
Heather, you're up next.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. So, I got control now.
The next question is also entertainment. And ironically enough, it's also missing a limb. This is really weird. Which Simpsons character is missing an arm?
Oh.
I wouldn't have guessed this one.
Fuck, I know who. I have him in my brain, but I have no name. Because he's not that popular of a character.
I don't really watch The Simpsons very much.
He's neither a guy that works on the Krusty Show or he's in the bar.
I don't even know who this one is.
I'm not going to get it. But I know he wears a green t-shirt.
Herman.
Yeah.
Herman.
I get that.
But he wears a green
t-shirt and brown pants.
Oh, see,
and
I
his little
that.
T-shirt is folded up where his arm is at. Where his arm's not at, I mean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they have it kind of... tilted off. Oh my God.
I have the hiccups.
What does that mean, Kobe?
I need some water, Heather.
Or
you can't scare me.
Oh, fuck. I can scare you. I've told Erin this. I can scare you even when I'm telling you I'm going to scare you.
My hiccups are already gone because I know
Heather's
going to scare me. Oh my gosh,
Erin, one of our cats brought a spider in.
Like a live spider.
It was playing with it and I looked down and I saw it. I'm like, Heather. Token as a spider, and she's like, "Ah!"
I got
like,
right
literally.
In there.
This is what happened. She pushes the cat away. She tries to pick up the spider. She can't pick it up without like she doesn't want to squish it.
Right, right.
And she's like, "I need a piece of paper, right, to get it up,
to slide under it."
So I'm like, "Okay." So I find like this card from the mail or whatever, and I'm like, "Here you go." So she's trying to get the.
He
spider.
Crawls on the spider.
So
he crawls
on to the. The card thing, and she's gonna take outside. Like as soon as he crawls on, she picks it up and stands up, and the spider literally throws itself on its back with its legs up, like it's dead,
and it died,
and it just fucking died.
And like, I was like, died?
I'm like,
she's telling me it's pretend died, but it never moved again.
I go, did it just fucking like, but it looked like it was like so dramatic, like it threw itself up on its back and like its legs up. And I'm like, did it just fucking like die? Like, right?
Like,
now?
It's like, wait, mom told me to act dead. But crap. And then he flips over.
Oh. And so Heather's like screaming, like, oh my God, it's dead. I'm like, it's faking. It's totally.
So she's telling me, but she has no PhD in spider DNA.
I'm just like, just get it out of my house. All and right. It went That's out. All I'm saying. Just get it outside. It's faking, I'm sure. Because no way could it crawl up and just like all of a sudden just fucking die. Like
maybe it was like the last moment, like the army guy that got
shot.
Yeah,
but it literally
like crawling and they just bleh.
But it's like so dramatic, like it just went onto its back with its legs up. It's like, oh, dead. I'm like,
or it saw Heather and it's like, she's so beautiful. Little heart attack, little spider heart attack.
It's dead.
I swear to God, I was probably a spider in another life.
And so anyways.
That got squished by you.
Dead or alive, it is outside.
You know, I probably got squished by you in my other life.
You probably did. I don't kill spiders, though. I don't kill them.
I have a spider catcher for you
because
for Christmas.
I can't. I won't be able.
Do you know that it's like a huge pole?
It has and like a 5 foot arm on
it. It has a cute little. It's not a 5 foot arm, but it's a huge like 2 foot arm.
Because I can literally.
And then it has this little finger things that doesn't hurt the spider. You just like grab it and then you hold it out like this, and you can. And if you hold it out arm's length, it's 5 feet.
Okay. Well, yeah. Because I can't. Like I'm terrified of them, but I also can't kill them. Because it's, I can't get that close. I can't get close enough to this to kill them because I don't want to be close enough.
Tell Aaron about the spider you saved.
I did save a spider, but it was
Is
super.
Is that the one where you called Heather to drive over?
No.
To get it? Oh, okay.
No. Those are different
Even
stories.
Even though I have done that. This was at work. It was from this. It was hanging from the ceiling. It was super, super tiny. Which is the only reason it lived, because it was very, very tiny and it was.
You just got done saying you wouldn't kill it anyway.
So I just grabbed the web and I took it outside and like set it outside and like shut the door. And I told Heather, I'm like, hey,
I was very proud.
I saved it. I didn't kill it, but it was really tiny. Like if they're much bigger, if they're much bigger than a speck of dust, I can't do it. Like they have to be really tiny.
And there's my house that I house the spiders and like other bugs as my
and
pets.
And I'm just like with my can of Raid and my fly swatter. I'm like,
I talked about killing a mouse today and Fabby's like, don't say that around Heather.
Because I was so upset with her when she killed that mouse.
Yeah, she told me the story about when they saw a mouse and grabbed it and captured it in the plastic bag. And then she smashed it against the garbage.
She smashed it against the wall and she killed it. And like, I was like, Tara just told me it happened. I was running back there to try to catch it in my hands. And then I watched as she slammed it against the wall, and I literally fell to my knees. And I was like,
and she said you were crying. She said you were crying, and you had a long talk with her about killing things. And
I did. I literally
she was
burst
like, don't
into
tell
tears.
Heather.
Literally, I was on my knees, like praying to God, like, whoa.
And then I was like, well, technically, I didn't kill the mouse. The mouse trap killed the mouse. So technically, I didn't kill it. She's like, wait, anyway. She's like, don't tell Heather. You did. You take
don't
part
tell
in any
Heather.
Of those things. I'm like, okay.
You already did.
She was like so dead serious about the story, too. She was like,
because
yeah.
She had never seen me. Like, literally, Aaron, I'm not even exaggerating. Aww. It was like I ran back there to get it, and then she slammed it up against the wall, and I literally fell on my knees crying and going, why?
You could have just let it out.
It's a creature. It's God's
creature. And then she
creature.
Was like, yeah, Heather told me that next time I should just give the animal over to her or give the little marmot or creature over to her so I can capture it, but I have to give it to Heather.
They all know that. Do you realize no one in that place kills spiders but Tara? And she tells me about it every time she kills one.
Oh my gosh. Tara.
She's like, Heather, guess what? I just killed a spider. I'm like... And we're telling me for this for why? Because you know I'm pissed now. And now I'm going to make your life hell for the rest of the
day. And it's going to rain in Waterville for like 2 weeks.
most of the time when I tell her, hey, oh, my kitty's coming.
Oh, get your kitty. She's like, okay. Cat, come on, cat.
You don't go to your mommy. You go to your real mommy. Come here.
Oh, who is it? Cat.
Come here.
Oh, yeah.
Come to my finger. Cat. You can't resist the Patron. I don't want you right now.
All
Cat, cat, come here.
All right, we're ready for more trivia.
Okay, we're going to do trivia. Stop petting my cat.
Sorry, it's my cat. Look it.
Okay, I'm going to switch it up to a general question next.
Okay.
This one's a little different. Leucophobia is a fear of what? Leuco. L-E-U-K.
It's a
P-H-O-B-I-E.
It's a fear of Luke. It's a fear of Luke Skywalker. It is a fear. Oh, it's a fear of werewolves.
Nope.
It's a fear of crazy people.
Nope.
Oh, shit. Loco?
It's a fear of a color.
What?
Yeah. It has to be purple.
What?
Fear of the color white.
That should be rainbow phobia or something.
Fear of the color white. Yeah.
I definitely don't have that phobia.
Why would you be afraid of the color white?
What if you were a woman that bled?
Why would you be afraid of
What if your period was 100 times all the time?
What?
365 days a year.
Why would you be afraid of just one color?
Because if you have a period nonstop, you're going to be afraid of that.
That's white, though. The color is white.
Yeah, it's white.
White is not good with a period.
But that's the period's color is red. This is a fear of white.
That's what I'm trying to say. If you had a nonstop period that went nonstop, you would be afraid of the color white.
But that's not the same thing.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
You wouldn't want to ever wear it. I'd be scared of that if I bled nonstop.
Nobody wants to wear white.
I love wearing white.
I know you do. But white is
phenomenal.
Dangerous to wear. Just because, like, literally, I spill something on myself every time.
I was gonna say, I can't even, like, get out of the house with white on. It's like something happens before I leave the house.
It's like
always
coffee or my breakfast or something.
I don't know what the hell's wrong
with
you two.
I'm like a 5-year-old child.
Yes.
I live with 20 animals. I can get out of that house looking perfect in white.
I can barely get out of my house with dark pants on that, like, don't have a stain on them.
I hope they're on when you come
out. I'm so fucking clumsy as shit.
I don't get that. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm a little clumsy, but I rock that white.
Like, every day it's like, damn it, because I got something on myself.
No. White is my biggest reward for everything. I wear nothing but white.
Hells yeah. Okay.
Go, Aaron.
Next question. Which two U.S. states have their own time zones?
Arizona.
No.
What?
They don't have.
According to this, no.
Their own time zones. It'd be Hawaii and Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, Heather.
Arizona doesn't do daylight savings.
That's okay. That's what
There's
it is.
There's two states that don't do daylight savings.
I just find it interesting that both of us said Arizona.
Well, because we both have talked about
this. Are you guys
this.
Good at geography?
Sure.
I'm sensing you're good at geography. Let's stay on that.
Yeah, let's
Usually,
do it. Do
I'm
it.
Pretty
let's
good
do geography.
With geography.
Okay. Ready? Here we go.
Okay.
What line of latitude lies at 23 degrees and 27 minutes north of the equator? That is super hard. Sorry. I thought that would have been easier.
Of the equator?
Yeah.
Well, the equator
is a tropic of something.
Tropic of Cancer?
Yes.
Nice
job. I was
job.
About to say that because that's the only tropic I know is
whoop,
Cancer.
Whoop. Yeah, this sounds like Capricorn. Okay, go ahead.
I don't know
the
Capricorn. I just know Cancer.
Tropic of Cancer.
Yeah, Tropic of Cancer.
Okay. Which country owns the Canary Islands?
England.
No. Is it South America somewhere?
Canary France.
Islands. Never even heard of that.
Spain.
Spain. It's Spain.
Oh, yay.
I only took me three tries. Three's a try.
You're super smart. You're so smart.
Okay. Which two countries border the Dead Sea?
Italy?
Mm-mm. Nope.
No.
No. Okay. It's not Italy.
The Dead Sea.
Dead Sea.
Alice,
what is it?
It is Greece?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
North. Further north.
Israel and
Iraq.
Jordan.
Damn it.
Oh, fuck.
I knew it was Middle Eastern. I knew it was north from there, but
I just
damn.
Knew it was like over there somewhere.
Hi, baby. Come to your real mommy, Katniss. Real mama.
Look
at that.
It's a little bitch. Okay.
Aaron, yes. This cat's not a lab cat.
You know what? She just wants outside.
No, she
doesn't. That's what she does. She wants outside.
She wants me.
She wants outside.
She doesn't want. No.
Okay, go ahead.
Me.
Go ahead, Aaron.
She loves me.
She wants outside.
Okay. Let's see here. Which one should I do next? This is super tough. Okay. The surface of what is typically 70% water and 10% ice?
Antarctica.
Venus.
The polars. Polling things.
It's just Earth. I thought it'd be cooler than that.
What?
It's Earth. Earth is typically 70% water and 10% ice.
I don't think the 10% ice is that accurate at this point because the ice is melting.
We're all going to die.
Well, pretty, polar bears it's like are,
we're all going to die really soon, according to the environmentalists.
I don't think we will in our life, but we have to fear for your grandchildren.
Yeah, they're going to die.
I think Megan's going to be okay, too. Yeah, I think Paisley's gone.
They're going to die from environmental. Look at my baby. Yeah. Oh, my God. Aww, holy shit.
Cute.
I told you she
loves
me.
Okay, do you guys know the periodic table very well?
Sure.
What's that?
Which is what's the first element?
Oh,
the very first element.
Very first.
Oh, very shit. First.
Oxygen.
Oxygen.
Oh, so close.
Hydrogen.
Nitrogen.
Yes.
Hydrogen.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Show off. Put your arms down.
Okay.
I really only like nitrous because that's what I use every day.
Nitrous. I don't think that's an element.
Okay.
Heather, Heather
might
element?
Get this one. This is kind of a sports question.
Okay.
Got it.
What NFL team replaced its AFL era horse logo with a bolt of lightning?
Bolts.
Chargers?
The Chargers.
Ah, yay!
The Chargers are called the Bolts.
No.
Oh,
yes, they are. Look it up.
What?
I have no idea.
They're called the Bolts.
No.
Wow.
Fine. I'll look it up.
Look it up. Bolt, Heather, listen,
Bolts.
Linda.
You know why? Because Candace is a Charger fan, and the Bolts, that's what she always says. She always says, go Bolts, go Bolts.
Heather, Bolt is a dog in a cartoon.
I'm going to bring Candace in here, and you know she's a firecracker.
I know she is. All right, next question.
Are the Chargers also called the Bolts?
I'll wait till she's done.
Bolts.
Ah, nice.
Oh,
okay.
That's just from Google, though.
Oh, you guys, Heather has got to get this next one. Okay.
All right,
this is
go.
Entertainment is the category.
Okay,
and TV character sings the song Smelly Cat?
Smelly Cat. Phoebe!
Buffay!
Yes, Phoebe.
Buffay.
From Phoebe Buffay.
What is it? Princess Sawayla Banana Hammock.
Yes.
That's her other name. She legally changes it to that.
Oh,
and
you guys, this
season
is season
9 or 10.
Okay, this one's super easy. Geography, where is the Space Needle?
In Seattle, Washington.
Good job. That was easy for us. Okay.
In fucking Seattle.
Which Egyptian city was founded by Alexander the Great in 331 BC?
Alexandretta.
Ah!
Wow!
Wow!
Score!
Wow.
Kobe.
I told you I have random knowledge.
Kobe. I am so turned on by that.
Are you really? Are you?
Wow. Oh, I'm about ready to jump your shit.
Jeez, that's
look at my
amazing.
Smartness that I'm having right
it's
now.
It's so sexy.
Okay. This might require a lot of thinking. Who was the 40th president of the United States?
Abraham Lincoln?
No, that's number one. That's in the top 10.
He was also an actor.
Ronald Reagan!
I was going to say Reagan before you fucking threw me off to Abraham.
Sorry.
That was Civil War, babe.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know when the numbers hit the presidents. I don't number one and number...
No, we're in the 40s still. I think we're on like the 45th president.
No, it's more than that.
Reagan wasn't that long ago. Look, it's after like, Reagan. It was a Bush.
Oh my gosh.
Clinton.
Okay.
Bush, Clinton. And then we had that Obama guy.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
And then Trump. So that's only the seat 45th. I'm right.
We'll see.
Okay, so entertainment is the next thing. This is a movie, but this movie was based on a novel. And if you've read this novel, you're going to know this question. If not, good luck.
Okay.
Yeah.
In 1939 film Wizard of Oz, Dorothy's slippers are red. But what color are the slippers in the novel?
Purple.
No.
Fuck. Green.
Novel. What novel?
Not green.
Which novel does it say?
The novel.
Kobe,
the novel of Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Oz.
Blue.
Novel.
Is it The Wizard of Oz or is it Wicked?
It just says in the 1939 film. Wizard of Oz. Obviously. Dorothy's slippers are red. What color are her slippers in the novel? It just says the Wizard of Oz.
Kobe, it's not purple and it's not green.
Ruby. White, diamond.
Silver. Yeah. So I'm going to give that to you.
All right.
I wasn't coming up with that. Yeah, I was coming
diamond,
out with
silver.
Diamond.
Yeah.
Silver.
I'm going to give that one
Kobe,
to you.
Kobe, good job. That was a good pull out of your ass
that
question.
Wasn't it? That was a really good pull out of my ass. Nice. That's what it was.
I really enjoyed that. I'm still turned on.
Well, the Alexandretta question.
Oh, okay.
No, because you knew the answer.
Okay, so do you guys know the show Family Guy?
No.
I've watched like two episodes of it.
I find it annoying.
What does Mort Goldman work in the TV show The Family Guy?
I have no idea.
What is he?
He's a salesman.
I have no idea.
He works in a pharmacy.
Oh.
Here, that was kind
we
of
need
a dumb
more
one.
Wine.
Yeah.
Yours empty.
Okay, capital of Nashville is
Tallahassee.
I just gave.
I'm like, isn't Nashville the capital of Tennessee?
Capital of Tennessee is Nashville.
Do you need more wine, Aaron?
Yes. Aaron
clearly,
needs,
I need more wine.
Aaron needs more wine.
This is tough. Being the
it's really hard.
Person.
It's really hard.
Oh. That was my
shit. Well,
shit.
Sorry.
Fuck. It's okay.
That
Aaron,
was.
Aaron,
sorry.
You cannot do more to it than I have done to it.
That was.
Did I
ruin it? A super.
No. If you see anything on it, it's from my beatings
sorry.
Of it.
That was a technical difficulty right there.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
Okay. Have you seen you saw what I did to the microphone the last time you were here.
Yeah, but I thought I dented it for sure that time. Okay.
Oh, I dented it with my fist
this
before.
Okay, this is a general question. What NFLer was nicknamed Minister of Defense?
Minister of Defense.
Kobe, you better get this one because you know I'm not a big footballer.
Like a person name?
Yeah.
Like for what team?
He doesn't say. Reggie White.
I don't know.
Nope, never getting that one.
Ooh,
he sounds like he has an afro, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Reggie.
This one might be good. Okay, entertainment. Which decade was Elvis Presley born? That gives a big window right there. Which decade was Elvis Presley born?
Oh, let me think. So
I know what I'm thinking.
What are you thinking?
30s.
Yeah!
Yeah.
You know why I know this?
Why?
Grandma Nelson was her favorite person in the world other than me.
Was
Elvis Presley.
Well, I was thinking my mom listened to Elvis in the 50s, so
yeah,
he had to be about 20.
Yeah, he was young
so,
when he first started.
So what were you going to guess?
I was going to say 30s.
32?
Yeah.
But Grandma Nelson at her funeral in this last summer, the whole thing was a shrine to Elvis.
Elvis. My dad just went to Graceland and saw his grave.
I wish I could have taken my grandmother.
I know. We should go there.
We should go there
We should
her.
Take a picture of her grandma and leave it on his grave. Let's do that.
She was like his number one. Look at my cat coming.
She wants
she coming to you.
No, she wants outside, Heather. She wants outside.
It doesn't look like it. It looks like she just wants some loving.
She's so annoying.
Why is she in my lap loving me?
Because she loves you.
She's annoying.
Okay,
go ahead.
I'll take her home.
Back to history.
History. Okay.
Wow, I love history.
What year was the word motel first used? Motel, not hotel. Motel.
1920.
Oh, you're close. 1925.
Oh,
I think you were within the decade.
I was in the decade.
That's pretty damn good.
That's pretty damn good.
Oh, baby, okay. I know you want to come home with me.
okay. You guys may know this. What were the nicknames of Salt and Peppa members?
Oh.
I thought that was the nicknames of Salt
and
Pepper.
Yeah, that's both. There's three nicknames, though. There's two. One, I'm just going to give it to this.
Salt
and Pepper were the two. And then there was
what, Paprika?
And
Nutmeg?
Spinderella.
Spinderella?
Spinderella.
Nutmeg with me. Excuse me for 1 second.
Patron! Ooh, this one might be a good one. This is a general question.
Okay,
which
right.
continents have never hosted the Olympics?
Australia?
Which continents?
Australia has.
Already.
Antarctica.
And?
Wait, I missed the question. I was yelling at my dog.
Which continents have never hosted the Olympics? She's already got Antarctica. And it also starts with an A.
Africa.
Yeah!
Woo!
Fuck yeah!
high five.
Together. Come together. Yeah.
We're so smart.
Okay.
I wonder why those two have it. Well, Antarctica, does anybody live on Antarctica?
Sure.
Who lives there?
People with a lot of warm clothes.
Scientists live there.
Yeah, but it's not Eskimos. Those are up north.
And people who love seals and hug and love seals.
And penguins. Yeah,
they live there.
But Antarctica, you know, there's no polar bears.
Well, and that tells you why. Why is the Olympics not hosted there? Because it's fucking cold and everything's ice.
They should do Winter Olympics there.
And Africa's so hot.
They should do the Summer Olympics there.
Heather.
You know what they should do? They should do the track right in the right in the freaking safari and let them race the freaking cheetahs. If you outrun the cheetah, you live. And you get the gold.
Was it like the fastest man in the world from Africa? What, Usain Bolt? Yeah. Wasn't he like the fastest? Yeah. Isn't he the fastest man in the world?
Because he's racing against cheetahs. Because
he's racing against cheetahs. So you would be fast. They should have it there.
I mean, that's amazing.
Hopefully somebody's listening to this that gives a shit. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh my God. You know, you do the strongest thing against elephants. And like any little brave thing, you have to go against the lions. Yep. It's amazing. I would.
Put you in a cage with a lion, so you just have to survive for 20 minutes.
You know, that's what I've been trying to do for the hunting license forever. That's what I feel like should happen for the hunting license. Is that if you want to hunt,
you
have to go to Africa and be hunted yourself for a certain amount of time without any weapons.
It's fair.
Yeah.
It's
so if you survive that and you
decide
you
want to put life insurance, I'm fine with that.
It's fine. That's good. It's all good.
Yeah. I bet you a lot of people wouldn't want to hunt after that.
I know.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. A couple really good questions.
All right.
Okay.
Right. We're ready.
Both general questions. Here we go. What flavor makes Napoleon. Is that right? Am I saying that right?
Napoleon.
Neapolitan.
Neapolitan.
Chocolate, Napoleon. Vanilla, strawberry. Neapolitan.
That may not be the correct answer.
I don't know what Napoleon likes to eat. Whatever.
Do you know what's really
Napoleon.
Weird?
Napoleon. I was thinking Napoleon.
Aaron. I'm almost 40 and I still call it after the crazy guy that tried to take over the whole world as dictator.
Neapolitan.
I don't call it Neapolitan, I call it Napoleon.
Napoleon.
It's like, Napoleon ice cream.
Napoleon Dynamite. Sorry, Neapolitan ice cream. Which flavors make up Neapolitan ice cream?
Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry.
Yeah. Hail. Yeah.
Kobe got that. Napoleon. Good job, Kobe.
Ice cream. Okay, the next question you guys will all love, especially Heather because she loves alcohol, is what is tequila made out of?
Agave.
Yes, but specifically which color?
Is it white or yellow?
Or blue.
Or blue.
Blue agave.
Blue agave.
It's the best tequila.
Hell yeah.
Kind of new, Kobe. Get the tequila question because that's hers.
And then what tequila is the Latin word for poison?
The Latin word for poison.
Boy, it's not going to sound anything like poison because of Latin. Remember reading the Harley Merlin books. They do a lot of Latin in there.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys a hint.
Okay.
So when you get sick and go to the doctor, it's usually a bacterial infection or a what infection?
Virus.
Viral.
Mm-hmm. It's a virus. So the Latin word for poison is virus.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Really?
That's not too. That's our English word.
Yeah.
We took that English
word. Wow. Okay. Latin. Okay. That's good to know. Good to know.
Okay. Another general question is, what are the spots in the British dessert spotted dick?
What?
All I heard is spotted dick.
There's a British dessert. And what are the spots in the British dessert spotted dick?
I'm going to take a leap and say raisins.
What? It's currants?
Currants. Yeah, currants.
C-U-R-R-A-N-T-S?
Yep, currants.
Is that raisins?
That was it's not raisins. It was like currants is something
dick,
else.
You know, the spotted dick was in the kind
of. Are they serving and act like a cow dick or something?
Does it look like, like a dick?
I've heard people eat cow balls.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
But cow dick? You think anybody eats a dick of something?
No, Heather, it doesn't say cow dick. It just says spotted dick.
I know. I just went to cow because everybody eats cow.
It could be anybody's dick at that point.
So we could be talking about white man dick.
Yeah. It doesn't specify. It says spotted dick. Anybody could have a spotted dick.
Maybe it's a dick that's been out in the sun too long. And
Maybe it's got cancer. Maybe it's a cancer dick. You don't know.
Poor cancer dick.
Yeah, cancer maybe dick it's doesn't a dick may not get better. Seen sunlight. Maybe it's a dick that needs too much sunlight.
It could be a dick that puts little stickers on it when it's out in the sun to make little spots.
Yeah.
It could be a tattooed dick. You don't have. You have no idea.
We haven't talked about my tattoo topic.
If we ever go to England, we'll ask him to see a spotted dick.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Want to see the spotted dick?
Okay, this is another fun one.
Look, Kitty's back.
Okay, go ahead.
Aw, Kit loves you. Okay, what are the four lowest numbers on a roulette table?
One.
That's one of them.
Three.
Nope.
Five.
Nope.
Seven.
Nope.
Nine.
Nope.
Two.
What? Yes. Nine is not
one
on
and
there?
Two, and there's two other I'm going to quote numbers.
Zero.
Yes, and there's one other one. Double zero. I would never
what?
Yeah. Zero, 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 one, and two.
The roulette board.
And
I
love
have
roulette.
Played,
it's fun.
I have played
double zero.
That's, I don't know.
Obviously.
I don't gamble.
You guessed one right and that was
a fucking waste of money.
What, babe? It's not. If you know what you're fucking doing.
It's gambling.
Babe, no, I can make so much money gambling.
So I don't ever win at gambling ever. Like literally I lose. Like if I have like $5,000, I will lose it in 10 seconds. And that's just how
I
roll.
Well, I'll lose it if I'm playing like stupid slots.
So I've played roulette before and we didn't really win.
Babe, you got to play with me.
I can't. Yeah, I have to play with you because no, but seriously, like my bad luck will outdo your good luck.
Then you leave.
And
as I play.
Then you fucking get out.
Okay.
Because your bad luck.
It's kind of a druggy question, but here we go.
Okay.
I might be able to do it.
Heroin is a brand name of morphine once marketed by which pharmaceutical company?
Well, that's tough.
Walgreens.
Think
of the aspirin.
Oh, aspirin.
Bear?
Yes.
Oh,
isn't that crazy?
That's
heroin
crazy.
Is the brand name of morphine once marketed by pharmaceutical companies. That's kind of crazy to me to think about that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Off the topic, do you see how loved this cat is? I actually moved the microphone so she's not in her way anymore, and I'm holding it now.
She's like,
She's her arm looks so relaxed right now.
Cat. Like,
because my thing, this thing was in her way. It was hitting her to making it so she could not lay on me comfortably. So now I'm holding the microphone because I love her so
okay,
very
another
much.
Olympics question, okay?
Wait, Heather, I just took a picture. Can you make a note that I took a picture to post of you
with
the
it's
cat?
Almost 8 o'clock. Okay.
Okay,
shit.
What Aaron. Country traditionally goes last in the Olympic opening parade?
New
Who's
Zealand.
The least important? U.S.? Is that who's the least
the
important?
Least important.
I said New Zealand.
I don't think they're the least important.
It's actually the host country.
Oh
okay. There's like not one in particular. Like everybody hates, you know, Russia, so they go last or anything like that. Okay, gotcha.
Okay, so
go
next question is kind of a fun question.
Okay.
What soft drink used the ad slogan, "Obey your thirst"? For almost two decades, what soft drink used the ad slogan,
Obey
your
thirst?
So this is probably not for a non-pop drinker.
It's I know. It's like Coke or Pepsi or 7-Up or...
close.
Mountain Dew.
Keep going.
Mountain Dew
Sprite.
Is not
yes, Sprite.
Sprite.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not those.
I know I've seen it, but I don't drink pop, so I don't know.
Okay, this is actually a really cute question.
Okay.
You guys might get this. Okay, what's the meat in McDonald's original recipe for Egg McMuffin?
What's the meat?
What's the meat originally?
It's a sausage.
Spam.
It's a dog.
Canadian bacon is
I actually knew
the original
Canadian
Egg
bacon.
McMuffin was Canadian. It's Canadian
it's
bacon.
It's supposed to be Canadian bacon, but that was a trick question for me because I wasn't 100%. I worked at McDonald's for 4 years.
Oh, yeah. You should know that shit.
I almost said Canadian bacon. Heather. I almost said Canadian. You guys are scaring my fucking cat.
I was hitting my teeth. I accidentally hit the microphone on my teeth.
In Hawaii, that would have been the right answer is spam. I'm sure of it.
Well, I'm just Canadian bacon. I didn't say the Canadian bacon because I thought it was a trick question because I was like, I'm pretty sure it's Canadian bacon. But I was like,
don't you have to do a luau in Hawaii before you get the whatever?
Yeah, like a pig worshiping. A
pig. But I'm just saying, like, spam's really popular in Hawaii. That's what I was saying. Yeah. I mean, they eat, like, spam everything. And I don't know if it's because
when I was growing up, we ate spam all the time. Yeah. We had spam pie. We had fried spam.
I never ate spam.
Everything. I actually don't like the taste of spam at all. Like,
I've never eaten it.
It's really weird. Isn't the taste of it? Hey, I don't prefer it.
Hey, Aaron, I need to make you some spam pie.
Okay, maybe I'll like some spam pie.
Isn't spam that weird gelatin-looking meat that comes out of the can?
Yes. Yeah.
Who wants to eat jello meat?
Jello meat. I don't know.
Some people like it, Heather. People that live on an island. My brother fucking loves it, all right?
You know, I had to create a...
Last year for his birthday, I made spam pie and he fucking loved it.
I heard about spam and eggs. It's pretty cool.
Delicious. Okay, we can just get a couple more.
Okay, you guys are going to get this other one too because it's super easy. I don't know why I'm not even going to say it, but what U.S. city was the first Starbucks store opened in?
Seattle!
Yeah, good job.
Yeah!
Irish coffee is made of which type of alcohol?
Irish cream.
Shit, hang on.
Wait. Watch your wine.
Irish
whiskey!
Coffee. Whiskey!
Whiskey.
Sorry, I'm not supposed to give you the answer, but yes, whiskey.
Really?
Just blurt that out.
I didn't know that.
Blurt that shit out.
I would have not guessed whiskey.
I want to go to Amsterdam real bad.
I want to go to Scotland.
Me too. My neighbors are going there next year.
No, they're not. Are they going? Are they going to go to, you know how?
They're going to be gone for like a month.
Are they going to the special convention to be judges? Thor and I want to do.
I don't think they smoke.
So, oh.
Yeah. I want to go to Scotland.
We
want to
go just because they're going. They're taking like a Viking boat tour up like some river that they stay on some Viking boat for
like 9 days.
My aunt did that. And it's supposed to be phenomenal. Yeah. Like they're doing like this whole European thing.
Kobe, that's a boat.
But it's a river. It's not on the ocean.
And you're like
it's
a river boat.
I know. And so she's afraid
of
a cruise.
It's $2,000 per person or something.
She did
say. Or maybe it's more than that. I forget.
She did say she'd go on a cruise for my birthday.
I did.
We need to figure that shit out. We're doing for your birthday.
I kind of like the Oregon or the Washington or Oregon coast thing.
Yeah.
I told you whatever you wanted to do for your birthday, I would do it. I'll figure out a situation with the family house
during the thing. And Ocean Shores if you guys wanted
But if this is my only chance to get her on a cruise, I might have to get her on a damn cruise.
I told you.
We need to start planning it now.
Whatever you want, babe. I'll do it. Whatever you want.
It's her big 40th. Like, what is whatever you want to be? Awesome? Like, fabulous at 40?
Something. I don't know.
We're going to fucking just be drunk really for a week somewhere.
I mean, really,
I
it's just an alcohol type thing.
We literally need to take
a Friday and a Monday or a Thursday and a Monday off.
It doesn't matter where we are. Yes. We're just going to be drunk for a week wherever. So
but
pick
we really
a place.
Need to plan this stuff.
Pick a cruise ship. Pick the ocean. Pick Cabo. Whatever. We're just going to be drunk for a week.
Cabo.
Yeah.
We need to start planning it now.
We do need to start planning that. Because
that's fun shit right there.
Cabo's not a weekend thing.
No. It's a week
and it's expensive,
long
so you
thing.
Need to figure that stuff out with your whole makeover of your house thing. If that's doable, we need to do what you want to do.
Oh, it's fucking doable. I'm just not going to quit my job. And I pay for it.
Okay. We're going to go to, let's go to Cabo.
We should go to Cabo.
I actually
and my doggies don't have to go.
You know what? We'll rent our own house in Pedregal. We'll have our own private swimming pool. We'll have everything. It'll be fucking phenomenal. And it'll be bomb. Like,
how many days do we have to take off?
A week.
Like, so we already have a 3-day
Sunday,
weekend.
Sunday through Saturday.
Sunday through Saturday.
We can
Sunday
do it.
Through Saturday.
Look, there's my baby again.
Or Saturday to Saturday, something like that.
How can you deny this? Look at this.
You know what?
Take her.
Take her home.
And
take her fucking home. I don't even care.
This is going to be good. We should.
Okay, we got like
two
more questions or whatever.
Oh, sorry.
We got to go.
Okay.
All right, freaking little police girl over there with the freaking time.
Okay, this question is more for Jacoby because I'm just making this question up.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
How many permanent teeth typically does a person have?
You better get this. Oh, typically.
Typically.
That means minus wisdom teeth, babe.
So I'm not counting the molars.
You got
or
this.
The wisdom
teeth. Or the wisdom teeth. Do I have to
count
the wisdom teeth?
Yes.
You do have to count the wisdom teeth. Okay,
like, say
count
it's
those
somebody
in there.
Who has all their teeth and no extras.
How many, babe?
How many permanent teeth?
Okay, I don't know. I'm going to say 44.
Oh, my God.
No, you're so cute.
Wait, can I answer?
Oh, yes.
32.
Yay!
Is that it? I thought there was more.
Yeah, babe. One holiday. Is the wisdom tooth through 16.
Drop oh, 16. This. That's right.
I've okay, already told you this so many times.
I don't know. 20 baby teeth. So
I don't know. I would ask you an accounting question and make you answer it.
You would have 42 teeth total, like as a baby through adult, because you have 20 baby teeth and then 32 adult teeth.
See, I was really close.
But you were thinking of all the teeth, but that wasn't the question.
That was all the teeth.
Heather's all right.
That's
Jacoby's wrong.
That was
no. Wait. No. Yes. Ask an accounting question.
Yeah. Ask me an accounting question.
Okay.
Because I actually can do math better in my head better than Kobe.
What documents do you need to submit your tax returns every year?
A W-4.
What kind of tax return?
What all
W-2.
Oh, listen to you. I don't know. Just like regular.
And a something 10.
What number? What is the number of tax return that you file if you're a nonprofit organization?
There you go. Wow. See, she knows what she's fucking talking about. I don't.
I just answered it and I've answered it right.
You would need a 990.
I
Yay!
Said, wait. I said that.
No, you didn't.
Love it.
Oh my God.
All
right.
Good job with the trivia tonight, you guys. You guys actually did really, really good.
Decently.
We did decent.
Very good.
I love trivia.
Yeah,
I love trivia.
I do love the trivia. All right, let's chink.
All right, everybody. Okay.
Where are we chinking at? Which
glass correctly?
This one.
Woo! Hey, that was a really good chink, you guys.
I liked it.
All right, I hope it sounds. I'm super, super sorry for last week's tin can kind of podcast. We are having some technical issues.
We had a granddaughter touch the freaking
a granddaughter
soundboard.
That liked to push buttons, and we had a problem. So this week should be super better, I hope. And we thank you guys so much for listening to us. We appreciate all 10 fans that we have out there. Like so,
love
so
you guys.
Much.
Wait, one's sitting here. So we have 9 right
we
now.
We have 9. Aaron's here already. So yeah. 9 other
yeah,
ones.
We can't count
so,
her.
But we love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening. Drop us a line. We absolutely love to hear from anyone and everyone.
Or come over to Jacoby's, whichever.
Just come over to my house. Like, seriously, you guys. Like, if you know where I live,
we'll just come over.
Give
you some wine and probably some food.
If you don't know where I live, send us an email at cheathersrandomstuff@yahoo.com or go to our website and you can drop us a
line. Wait, that's
line
not a
there.
Guarantee we're going to tell you where we live.
And
you're kind of
we
creepy,
probably won't
tell
you where we live, but we could meet you somewhere and we could go out for drinks because we would love to do that.
Yeah,
so
we do love
somewhere
to do that.
Safe and secure.
Yeah, so just go do that. And hey, all of you little Apple users out there, give us 5 stars on iTunes because we would so appreciate
that.
Yeah,
because last podcast you totally bashed iPhone users and Apple people. So.
Yeah, Kobe has this issue
but
doing
I'm still
this.
Friends with you.
Hey, if you're an iPhone Apple user and you give us 5 stars.
She retracts it.
I'll send you a present. Do it right now. Go do it right now. It takes less than 30 seconds to
you're
just
so
go
lucky.
Do it.
There's only 9 listeners.
Just like, go
so
do
busy.
It. Go do it right now. Hey, but we're going to have some super awesome special stuff for Christmas.
Woo!
And
happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
And yeah, so everybody have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Turkey Day.
And be fucking thankful, you guys.
Be thankful, goddammit.
We'll be talking about some Black Friday shit next time.
Black Friday, yeah, shit. So we love all our fans. Thank you so much. And everybody have a great week.
Peace.
Bye.